We're back on What's on Your Mind, another hour. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon from the studios of 550 K-Fire, KCJB in Minot, KLTC Dickinson, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, as well as KTGO 1090 Radio up there in the Bakken. Temperatures around the region. Bismarck, some sun and 51. Minot, sun, 49. Williston, 43. Tioga, 45. Stanley, 45. Dickinson, 51 and clear. Sydney, Montana. Then there's a line. Those clouds start creeping in. You got clouds at 39 in Valley City and overcast at 41 in Wahpeton. And Devil's Lake's 39 and cloudy. Jamestown, some fog and 39. Grand Forks and Fargo, both light rain. Fargo, 42. Grand Forks, 40 degrees at this hour. It's another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. Todd Mitchell, by the way, doctoring this morning on that bum knee of his that he picked up over the weekend. Bottom of this hour, we're going to talk with the folks from the North Dakota Soybean Council about a premiere they're sponsoring for Farmland the Movie. Have you heard about it? We'll tell you about it coming up on the program. Food does not come from the grocery store. Yes, and we need movies to inform the American public about this, and Farmland does just that. Spent a lot of time in the first hour, all calls on this story making national news headlines of two teens that ended up dead after a burglary in a home in Little Falls. The hands of a 65-year-old man who's being charged with premeditated murder. Previously been debating whether or not it was a charge of premeditated murder since he was defending his home. And as more details of this case come out, I've got completely flipped to agree with the charges in this case, that the guy wasn't just defending his home, was looking to, as he said in his own words, do his civic duty, because these two messed with the wrong person and that they were vermin, as he said. Anyway, back to the calls. So you know enough about the story. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number. 701-258-0550. Number of off-air calls we've not got to and folks waiting to weigh in. Before the break, we were talking with Tim, who's traveling 994 west of Bismarck today. And Tim, you were equating this to a story with your daughter having to defend herself, and we had to cut you off, so go ahead and pick up where you left off there.
Well, my point being is I think we need to be very careful about taking away the right to people to defend themselves. There was no night watchman on duty at the school that night. That since has changed, but there were three defenseless, more or less unarmed girls. All they'd had to defend themselves with was syringes with some maybe some needles on the end of them, and that's about all they could, you know, defend themselves with, if they even had that. But my point being is I immediately went out and purchased her a weapon and told her to get it, you know, get training, in which she did, and to be able to defend herself. Now, she couldn't take it to the school with her, of course, but she was able, you know, it really shook us up as a family of what can happen. This gentleman in Minnesota, it sounds like he did go a bit far, but and a lot of people don't touch on this, and you probably need to get an attorney online that's acquainted with the laws of the states to tell the people what exactly the laws are in the states. Now, I know in North Dakota, the one gentleman was mostly right. I do have a copy of the Sentry Code here. If you are threatened by deadly force and you retreat to your house and they attempt to come into your house and use deadly force against you, you have the right. You cannot, you don't have to be forced to leave your house in North Dakota, according to the Sentry Code law. You have a right to defend yourself in your house against intruders that are using deadly force against you.
Given some of the bravado, for lack of a better term, from some of the folks, I think your suggestion of knowing exactly what the laws are.
They better be very, very wealthy and have a good attorney to defend themselves if they just, you know, someone breaks into their house and they just simply shoot them without, you know, any provocation. That would be, that's a no-no. Yes. Thank you. Bye now.
Thanks for listening. Appreciate it very much. Larry on that note emails, Scott, the North Dakota Castle Law does not change the way laws regarding the use of force and deadly force are enforced or when they apply. It does remove the responsibility of retreat before force may be used lawfully. It's not a permit to commit murder or manslaughter. And goes on to say even our military has laws on how you treat your enemy. when the threat has been eliminated, and you give aid to survivors. He was wrong to shoot them again, and for that he will pay a price to be determined by 12 people. Bruce, in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, good morning. I have to agree pretty much with almost everybody who's called that the guy should not have done what he did. But the scariest part of this whole thing is the people who agreed with him. They make me afraid of those people who think it's all right to do something like that. You know, the self-justification of vigilante action is never good, as far as I'm concerned. I don't believe that the people should have been in his house or anything like that. I'm not trying to justify it. I'm simply saying that the guy went way too far, and I'm afraid of the people who agree with him, because our civilization has no place for that.
Yeah, I have to agree. And again, all opinions are welcome here. I'm not trying to belittle anybody's opinion, but to me, it was chilling and disturbing. And that's why, you know, we chose to pick heard some of it yesterday, heard some more of it today. It just is that kind of disregard for human life is, I don't know, disturbing is the only word I can come up with. It. I agree with you, Bruce, which is why I quoted Ronald Reagan earlier, who talked about there being purpose and worth to each and every life. Do we agree with that?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. It doesn't mean in virtually any civilized country, the first shot may be okay. But to go back for a coup de grace like you do with a deer is absolutely wrong. It's pure murder.
Unless I'm facing the barrel of a gun from someone trying to break in my home, that it might take more than one, but I get your larger point. Appreciate the call, Bruce. Lois, south of Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, I do have a couple of questions, and then I'll make a couple of comments. Was this gentleman in the military at all?
I don't know the answer to that.
You know, and that's something that we should take into consideration, too. But for someone to break into your home, they're breaking into his home. He has the right to defend it. Yes, he went too far. But has he ever, he's been robbed before. And I, as a teenager at 17 years old, in Bismarck, was robbed at gunpoint at one of the little stores in Bismarck. And that puts a fear of life into you. So if someone comes into my home, and I live out here in the country, if they knock, maybe they have a car broke down or something. But if they're breaking into your home, they're up to no good. I have the right to defend myself, and you can bet your bottom dollar that I will pull a gun on somebody that is breaking into my home, because by the time the deputies get here, you don't know what's going to happen. So if you've ever had a gun held to you, to your face, and have been robbed, your mind is going to be in a different place when someone breaks into your home. Don't you feel that?
Oh, of course. And I've said all along, and that's one of the reasons I initially heard the story back when it was first reported, said, you know, I mean, again, you got to empathize with this guy. Home had been broken into again and again and again. Things had been stolen again and again and again. He provided a death threat in writing to law enforcement. They don't find anybody. He's totally frustrated. And
I even understand,
you know, that he, I'm going to cut him some slack and staying in the basement and wondering, okay, what now with the break-in? And these two coming down the steps and shooting before he can see them completely enough to because he doesn't know what they're coming down with. The point where it becomes a very different story, and my position is completely flipped to believe that the charges are proper here, that this is murder, and whether premeditated murder might be a bit much, but is what we know from his own words and from the audio recording. Him deciding he was going to do the civic duty here and called them vermin and, you know, explains wanting to put them out of their misery.
Don't you think, I mean, when you were growing up, I can tell you when I was growing up and was a young teenager, we did things like stole apples off trees and stuff like that. We would have got whipped if we would have broken into somebody's house. In this day and age, the parents aren't controlling their kids enough so that we as adults, when we do get robbed or something by this younger generation, they just don't care anymore. There's a lot of them that do, don't get me wrong. I raised my kids too, and if they would have done something like that, boy, they would have had their hinders whipped but good and would have been grounded and had their car taken away and things like that. But these kids had done this before. And it happened to them how many times?
They were not angels.
Mine was gone.
Yeah, they were not angels. They were suspects in other cases. There was some, you know, this is a way to get, you know, items that they can, I guess, sell and then and use for drugs again.
Right.
But is
and
that
where
is
were
that,
their parents? Where were their parents?
Yeah, I mean, there's plenty of societal questions. I completely agree with you, Lois. Question is, was any of it worthy of them being murdered? You
well,
know, in other words,
you know, they
took a risk. And, you know, I said yesterday, it's easy from the cheap seats. I get all that. I just think we happen to know enough of this case from his own words and the actual testimony that it raises some questions that a line was crossed here. Appreciate the call and thoughts. Others waiting. David, Barnes County, Jim, Newtown, Wayne, and Grassy Butte, you're next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roltec electric conversion system from AgriCover. Featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roltec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RoltecElectric.com. RoltecElectric.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
April is National Soy Foods Month. No matter your taste preference, there is a soy food option to help you maintain a healthy, balanced lifestyle. Packed with high-quality protein, soy foods are an excellent option to keep your family energized and satisfied all day long. Soy foods contain fewer calories, less saturated fat, and little to no cholesterol, making them a very healthy choice for you and your family. Soy foods are easy to prepare and simple to incorporate into your favorite dishes. From soy milk and soy snacks to meal options such as soy burgers, edamame, and tofu, you will definitely find a soy food choice that is both healthy and delicious. To help you start cooking today with soy, contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for free recipes or log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is a toll-free telephone number. Love chatting with you. And a lot of great, insightful comments today. Most I agree with, few I disagree with, but you know what? That's the name of the game. All opinions are welcome. Here's a call that came in off here about a call from Minot earlier.
Yeah, I like your caller that said he was afraid of the people that said that they agreed with old Matt for shooting a bad guy, because in actuality, that's what I would prefer, is people to be afraid of people that, and to know that there's people out there that agree with it and that would defend themselves. So if that old person out there in Minot or wherever he's from is scared of people like me, I'm pretty happy with that. Thanks.
I don't know you have to be scared of the people, because unless you intend on invading their space or breaking into their home, what do you got to worry about, right? I think that's a fair point. I think the caller, if I recall the conversation, was referring to the fact that, you know, I'm afraid there's people that think like that, not necessarily being afraid of you, but that you'd be that callous about human life. I think the fear was maybe you're taking that out of context a little bit. I don't know. Wayne Grassy Butte, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. How's Grassy Butte today? Beautiful place in North Dakota.
Oh, it's gorgeous out here today. Beautiful day. Hey, just on a short note, you know, the first boy, the 17-year-old boy, that, you know, that's justifiable. When he hit the bottom of the stairs, that old man didn't know if he was armed or not, so he fired once more. Personally, I probably would have sounded off letting the individual upstairs know that their buddy was down and they need to leave or they're next. You know, so that's my take on the whole thing. I think he's in a lot of trouble and he deserves it because of the second ordeal. But what gets me is you have people that will disagree with this, but they don't have an issue with abortion. That was the main reason I called, you know. We have tens of thousands of babies being aborted every day. People go down and get an abortion, and 3 days later they go down to the nearest prison that's getting ready to do an execution, and they stand out there and say, don't execute this man after he's murdered a bunch of people or raped and all this kind of stuff. So I don't understand that mindset. And I think you can kind of tie the two together. Some people saying that he was wrong in what he was doing, but yet they'll turn around and go down and kill an innocent child.
If you start from the premise that life begins at conception, which is pretty basic common science sense, right?
Exactly.
And then that there is purpose and worth to every life, regardless, you know, then there you go. By the way, you know, I spent a little time talking about this debate before on the question of I used to be in favor of the death penalty, and I actually flipped on that. But the Catholic Church actually draws a distinction even on innocent life. Obviously, the Church is against capital punishment in the death penalty unless society cannot be protected. So they draw a line there because obviously there's offenses on anybody that's been on death row that's done harm. But innocent life certainly ought to be something that you put first and foremost on the top of that list. And it is I always am amazed too about debates over animal cruelty or things like that where some of the same, you know, the PETA folks aren't exactly pro-life. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, there's got to be a screw loose. I mean, to me, it's like some liberals. They have a mental disorder. That's the only explanation because I've tried to put my mind in that premise, and I can't wrap my head around it.
I prefer just wrong. I don't know, mental disorder. I think you get into a name calling thing where you end up losing a little bit of credibility there. But
you're right there. But yeah, I just can't get myself to think to come to a conclusion that that's acceptable. You're murdering an innocent child, but yet you'll refuse to put somebody who's murdered a half a dozen people down because they are a threat to society.
Common sense on the western edge there at Grassy Butte. Thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the call. Let's come back to the other end of the state. Sally Grand Forks, your take on this. You're next.
Thank you. I have been in a situation where my house was broken into not once but numerous times. And I can't tell you the feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when you come in and you find that your house has been violated. These people and I, what compounded it for me was we were in the process of moving. And so I needed to be there packing things and going through things and doing the things you have to do when you're moving. This was post-flood. And you go in and you find that they've been in again. We didn't get much help from the police because they gave us a little burglar alarm thing. And then nothing happened while it was in there. Then they wanted it back.
Would you do what this guy did?
Well, I would not go and kill somebody that was not a threat to me. No, I would not. And I don't condone taking some, dragging somebody into a corner and killing them. That I disagree with. But I would say this. I was not armed. And every minute I was there, I had the advantage or disadvantage of being pretty sure who the thieves were and that they would know me. And so I was afraid that if they came in and I was there, that they would know that they'd been recognized. And I was really, really terrified being in there. And I'll tell you this, if this man was sitting in his basement and the first person he hears somebody breaking glass and coming in, he's got his weapon, yeah, I would probably have called the police, but I wouldn't wait around thinking they were going to do anything because frankly, they, even if with the best of intentions, they frequently can't. What I was going to say is the minute that the, within a day after we gave that burglar alarm thing back to the police and they figured, well, it's not going to be a threat and we need it back and we gave it back to them. Within a day, the house was broken into again. And I'm telling you, they were taking stained glass windows out of our house. They were detaching the frames from the house to take stained glass. This is what they were doing. They were taking, it was an antique person, and I know it was, but I had no way to prove it, and I wasn't able to get there with the help of the police. But I would say this, what scared me was that I'm there, and they would know that I would recognize them. What would they do? So yeah. I'm just saying that, you know, if you haven't had that, now the lady that called in earlier and said she'd been held up at gunpoint once, that does change your life. And sitting there feeling that somebody is threatening your
life. Yeah, no, I hear where you're going. I take your point. There's an element of that in this particular case, given what he's been through, no question. Up against the break, so I just want to get one more comment in here quickly. Jim in Newtown, half a minute for you. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, good morning. A very emotional topic. And when you take emotions and you mix it, blend it with deadly force, this makes this a teachable moment. Before this conversation is over today, I would really invite somebody to get on the line that can explain the use of deadly force to our audience. And what's wrong with this picture is where I would put myself in this man's position. What I know about the use of deadly force is this. When I saw somebody walk down the stairs, I wouldn't shoot at their legs. I would let them walk all the way down. If they had a weapon, I would take
them. And I don't know if he'd be in court right now or would be charged with premeditated murder if he'd done what you're suggesting there. Others have said the same, Jim. And by the way, we'll take your advice, just not going to be able to do that in today's program. Thanks for the call. More coming up after the break.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash, the best of the best, with that deep cleaning process and that free VIP service. The calendar's flipped to April. What's that mean, Megan?
Starting April 6th, we will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Feel free to give us a call at 701-628-1550 to check for wait times. Otherwise, the later hours will certainly guarantee you a shorter wait time.
And when you do have a wait, don't forget the free VIP service and that great lounge. Now open 24-7 on the truck bypass south of the Senex Pinnacle, Stanley.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Kid, kind of like me, although even us city folk, I grew up in a small west central Minnesota town that was dominated by agriculture, but I did, you know, grandparents and uncles farm, but my folks were in the radio biz, so I wasn't on the farm. So I'm fairly a city kid, not like in, you know, the big metro city. But for those of you that did not grow up in the farm, you have a great opportunity to learn about the ag industry through a movie called Farmland. We're going to tell you about that in a moment. The North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a screening next week of the movie, and I want to tell you about it in a moment. I want to squeeze in one more call here. A lot of folks have been waiting to weigh in, and so we'll get this call in from Minot, and we'll chat with our guest from the North Dakota Soybean Council, and we'll get back to a few more of your calls to wrap up. Still haven't gotten to some of the off-air calls. They wanted to talk about my use of the Ronald Reagan phrase, there is purpose and worth to each and every life in the context of this story. So we'll do that, too, before we end the hour. Fascinating morning of discussion. We haven't had one guest, just nothing but calls all morning here. And it's just another day and what's on your mind, Landon. We love it. Okay, Minot, what's on your mind? You're up on the program. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
I had burglary done out at the farm about three different times. This last time has been about $3,000 with stuff missing. I called the sheriff. He came out, but that's as far as it goes. And I called the attorney general on the whole law enforcement. I said, you know, it's going to get to the point where we're going to have to start a vigilante. And that's what's going on in Minnesota. I'll bet you if there wouldn't have been a shooting, would have never been heard about.
What do you mean?
Well,
in other words, he would have never had. He would have never. Oh, I see. No attention to his case and how many times he'd had break-ins occur. You mean?
Right. And yeah. Even this last time, if he'd had a break-in and no shooting, nobody would have heard about it.
Yeah, and he gets.
And this is what's going on. The attorney general told me, if you don't like your sheriff, vote him out. But I said that don't help. That's not the answer. Something else has got to be done. Even local police departments don't do anything on vandalism or anything of that nature.
When you say don't do anything, obviously you report a break-in, you report a theft, they come, they take a report. Your point is after that they don't commit the resources to find the perpetrator, find out where your stuff is?
Well, I even gave them the guy's name. But that didn't, you know, nothing has happened. That's been back in January.
Sure.
So by now you'd think something would have surfaced or they would have questioned somebody, but that's as far as it goes.
I get your frustration on that without question, but it certainly doesn't say, okay, next time it happens, I'm going to shoot somebody dead regardless of whether there's a threat to me or not, does it?
No, that isn't. It's defending your property. That doesn't mean you got to kill somebody to defend your property. Now, he could have held a gun probably and deterred the whole thing.
Yeah,
but and shooting then, and then questioning later doesn't always work, only in the military.
Yeah, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. I understand your frustration there. By the way, Beth called in a road report. Thanks, Beth. We appreciate road reports here. Highway 83 northbound is closed at mile marker 110. There's evidently a tanker crash and a related spill that is causing a traffic jam there. So if you're headed northbound on 83, you're going to run into a roadblock at mile marker 110 for the short time. We'll keep you posted best we can on that particular story. Suzanne Wolf is the communications director for the North Dakota Soybean Council, here to tell us about a new film and a debut that will happen in North Dakota next week that you're invited to. And if you didn't grow up on a farm, you're not familiar with agriculture, and have questions, maybe concerns about today's agriculture, farming practices, how food is grown today, perfect opportunity to see farmland. Suzanne, thanks for joining us, and thanks for sponsoring Farmland, the premiere in North Dakota. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thanks for having me. Yes, we're really excited about Farmland, the movie coming to Fargo here. It's opening in the Fargo area on May 1st at West Acres Cinema, but the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a private screening on April 30th at 7 o'clock at the West Acres Cinema. And like you said, we are inviting those who aren't familiar with agriculture, maybe didn't grow up on a farm, but have a lot of questions about farming and how your food is grown and how farming practice in general. So we invite consumers and those who are interested in seeing the movie Farmland, is about a 90-minute documentary, to come see this film. It actually is a film that steps inside the world of farming for a firsthand glimpse into the lives of young farmers and ranchers, all in their 20s. Whom are now responsible for running their farming operations. And award-winning Hollywood director James Mall traveled across the country meeting these young farmers and ranchers to learn more about the challenges and promises of growing and raising our food today. So, the North Dakota Soybean Council is really excited about bringing this premiere screening to Fargo on April 30th.
And perceptions of today's farming, consumer confidence in American agriculture, how would you... What do you think the perceptions are? Is there confidence in American agriculture right now? Is there a need for this movie so people understand it better? Talk about that.
I think there really is a need for this movie at the moment. Farmers are definitely a trusted bunch of folks. Americans trust farmers. But confidence has been a little bit wavering here in the last couple of years with reports that come out of the media and popular news shows and talk shows that you see on television and other films that have come down the line. And so the North Dakota Soybean Council really hopes by bringing this movie to Fargo, we can help keep consumer confidence strong in today's farmers and American agriculture. So that's really our hope today. And I think that if you do have some questions about how your food is raised, that this is the film you want to see. I think it'll really open your eyes and give you a good, unbiased, fair and balanced look at farming and agriculture today.
How did the movie come to be? Do you know any of the history of how this, movie about agriculture? I love the idea of following young farmers, how it came to be produced and put out there.
Yeah, some of the agriculture organizations at the national level, U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance, along with some national checkoff programs, including the United Soybean Board, supported this movie and supported the idea. They brought on James Mall, the director, Hollywood director, and said, we're not going to give you a script. We don't want to give you any preconceived ideas. We want you to go forth and make a movie about farming and, gave them some recommendations and some names. But he picked the six young farmers to follow and talk to. And so, again, they just gave him the idea and said, go forth and please make this movie and see what you find out. And James Mall actually mentioned in some interviews that his eyes have really been opened from this film project that he undertook. Some of the farm organizations on the national level supported the making of this movie, but by no means had any type of input. It was really something that James Mall and his crew set forth and took a look at American agriculture today, and you'll see it on the big screen in Farmland, the movie.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that there's some interesting facts, getting back to preconceived notions of farming today, actually 98% of all U.S. farms are actually family-owned, unlike, you know, a lot of folks believe farms are owned by big corporations, but really 98% of all U.S. farms are family-owned. And today, the average farmer feeds 155 Americans. For every one farmer, he feeds 155 Americans versus in 1960, one U.S. Farmer only fed enough food to feed 26 people. So it's a big industry here, and it's important to North Dakota, too. I mean, agriculture is a huge industry to our state.
I don't know if we were to talk with folks here in the plains if we'd find this, but I think if you hit some of the bigger cities and you ask, you know, where does food come from, they'd probably say the grocery store, right?
I mean,
unfortunately, the conveniences we've become accustomed to in this country, you don't really think much about it and understand what's behind it. And there's such a rich heritage there of really the folks that settled this land, that earned their living providing and now ultimately feed the world is pretty extraordinary, and we it's one of those things we sort of take for granted, don't we, Suzanne?
Right, and in fact, I find there's a lot of people here in the Fargo area. They live in the heart of farmland and in the Midwest, but actually, they are quite removed from farming in general. We talk to a lot of young fourth graders as the North Dakota Soybean Council, and it's amazing how many just young folks here in North Dakota in Fargo have no idea, have never been on a farm, never set foot on a farm, never talked to a farmer. So even though we're in the heart of farmland, there's quite a few folks here in this area who aren't familiar with how our food is raised. And so, and we grow a lot of soybeans here in Cass County. We're one of the top producing counties of soybeans in all the United States. So we live in the heart of it, but, you know, there's quite a few who still have some questions about it.
All right, folks in Fargo, time to bone up on agriculture and the real deal, and what a unique opportunity you have from the North Dakota Soybean Council. So the premiere is Wednesday at 7 p.m., Marcus Theaters, West Acres, and that's at 4101 17th Avenue Southwest Fargo. And how do folks tell you if they want to come to this? This is open to the public, right?
It is open to the public, but you need to call and secure tickets, and tickets are limited. So you need to call the North Dakota Soybean Council at 701-239-7194, or you can shoot me an email at swolf, S-W-O-L-F, at ndsoybean.org. And again, we invite those who are interested in learning more about agriculture to come to this movie on April 30th at 7 p.m. at the West Acres Cinema here in Fargo.
Who doesn't love a free movie, not to mention about something so important to our economy, our region, our way of life here. So that's a very generous of the North Dakota Soybean Council. And it's a good movie. I've seen seen the previews. I've seen the reviews on it. It looks great. I'm looking forward to it as well. Again, 239-7194 is the number, Suzanne?
Correct. 701-239-7194. And secure your tickets today because they're going fast.
All right. Sounds good. And the premiere of Farmland next Wednesday, a free ticket for you to see the movie Farmland. What a neat idea. The new documentary from an Academy Award-winning director, too. So
yes.
Six young farmers and ranchers, as they take responsibility for the operation of their businesses, are chronicled in this movie, so I think you'll like it. Thanks, Suzanne. Appreciate everything the North Dakota Soybean Council does, and good work on getting the premiere here. Hopefully folks will get to see it all across North Dakota eventually. Debuts on the 1st of May. Take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind after this timeout, friends. Don't go away.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Thank you.
Spring means a fresh start, especially now during the Max Spring Sale. Give your lawn a boost with Scott's Easy Seed. A 10-pound bag, only $14.99. That's an incredible deal. Pick up a DeWalt 18-volt cordless hammer drill kit and receive a $150 18-volt impact wrench for free. Reclaim your garage with wide-span shelving, now 15% off. Find these savings and more at the Max Spring Sale. It's not just another hardware store. It's Max.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? One segment left here, and at the beginning of the program, in the context of this discussion about what we now know, the gentleman on trial in Little Falls, Minnesota, for the murder of two individuals that were breaking into his home, thought of them as, I don't even see them as human, I see them as vermin, I was doing my civic duty. They messed with the wrong person. I had to do it. Here's the deal. They had just spent 6 months in jail, getting out, needing more money. I can't live like that, okay? And also some of the calls we've had on this, both yesterday and today, I used a quote from Ronald Reagan. Actually, it meant enough to Reagan, and it's on his tombstone, about how there is purpose and worth to each and every life. And that I believe that about these two individuals. I don't believe they deserve to die. Now, they risk that breaking in, especially if they had brought force and presented a threat, bodily harm to the homeowner, and strongly agree that people ought to be able to defend themselves. But he seems to have taken law into his own hands in this particular case, and, you know, we've gone back and forth on that the last couple of days, whether it's right or wrong. Some folks are taking exception with my use of the Reagan quote in this context, and here's some of your feedback on that. Let me know if you agree or disagree with these folks.
I just heard you read a quote by Ronald Reagan where he said, man is basically good. Just a minute. What does the Bible say about that? Let's see. It said something about the heart is incredibly wicked. Who can know it? There is not one good. All have sinned and fallen short. Yeah. I hate to disagree with Ronald Reagan, but the Almighty disagrees with man is basically good. It ain't true. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah, I don't like getting into contests of trying to apply particular Bible passages to a particular case, so I'm going to defer on that case. But I have to disagree with you that somehow what Reagan is saying is different than what the Bible teaches. Yes, look, this, what is it saying about the spirit strong, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak? No question about it. We're all sinners, every single one of us. No question about it. But you know, is there more good than bad? Is there in the, you know, I think yes, and I think when we decide that's a life not worth living, I'm going to do society a favor. Ooh boy, are we into some dangerous territory there? Here's another.
Hi, this is Ron in Bismarck. And about Ronald Reagan's statement, I love Ronald Reagan. I revere him. He was the best president we've had since Abraham Lincoln, but he's wrong on this one. The essence of the Bible is that we are all born basically evil, and there's no redemption, no chance of doing good at all, period, except by the blood of Christ, when we have confessed Christ. He then reconciles us not only to God through our confession, but also to man, and we then can choose to do good. Thank you.
All right, so some disagreement with me on that one, and some folks using the Bible as their support for that. Gordy Fargo, you agree or disagree with that?
Well, I agree with the Bible passage that they're quoting about, you know, inherently evil, but I think the Ronald Reagan quote was kind of taken out of context. What he was talking about was in the areas of abortion, and that there's three words missing from that quote, and I'm sure that if he had to say it over again, he would, and that's at its inception. All human life is basically there for a purpose, and that's to do God's will at its inception. What people choose to do with that life after its inception is their choice, and that's what God gave us, is free will. So the thing is that there are people that are unworthy of oxygen. They've taken that life that God's given them and turned it into something evil. Can they repent from that? Yes. Can they turn from that evil and turn back to God? Yes. But the problem is that at that time, they don't have the opportunity to do that. When they're in somebody's house like that, he has the right to defend himself. Did he go too far? I think he probably did. But I think that when Ronald Reagan was making that quote, he was talking about innocent life at its inception, a little baby in the womb or in a bassinet, not having an opportunity to do evil in this life. And once that person has done that evil, God may be able to forgive them. People do not have to. They can be judged by 12 and sentenced to death. And God gave us that right as people, as governments, to judge people on their actions and hold them accountable for those actions.
Gordy, appreciate the call. The full context of the quote is, I know in my heart that man is good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and that there is purpose and worth to each and every life. And, you know, he certainly, you know, I think there's a, as you say, a connotation there about the taking of innocent life. But I believe that when he's saying man's good, that what is right will always eventually triumph, and there's purpose and worth to each and every life, it belongs as a discussion in this context of the facts of this particular case, to say that, you know, this guy is on trial for premeditated murder because He didn't subscribe to that theory. He saw them and he said, I don't even see them as human. I see them as vermin. Doing society a favor. Fascinating discussion on all facets of this particular case, both yesterday for a good portion of the show and most of today's show as well. Thank you for that. That's why I enjoy so much being here today with my friend Todd Mitchell. And we'll do it all over again tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. And phone 24-7 at 855-200-1776. Just press 1 to leave us a message. God bless you. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind.
My friends at Chase on the Lake want you to come experience one of Minnesota's premier resorts so bad, they've said, Scott, slash the price in half. And I said, of what? Any room. No kidding. Any spa treatment. No kidding. How about some private bowling? Half off. And they'll throw in free breakfast to boot. Now, here's what you need to do to take advantage of this offer. Go to chaseonthelake.com, use the promo code Scott, and then tell us when you want to stay between now and the end of April, any Sunday through Thursday, get 50% off any room, 50% off any spa treatment, and 50% off private bowling, plus free breakfast each morning of your stay. And by the way, while you're at chaseonthelake.com, check out the spa link and pick your massage, your body treatment, your skin therapy, the nail care. They've got it all right there in a great menu. Check out the great dining in the 502 restaurant, all the activities you can do there, all the fun at chaseonthelake.com. Call them at 888-CHASE-06 or go to chaseonthelake.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.